I figured out that as much as I enjoy being free and working from any place in the world, it can actually feel like very lonely at times.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of the Digital Nomads Daily podcast. Today, we're going to talk about something so exciting. I have Nini here on the podcast, and she designed a game. Like, that is no joke. It's so cool. She helps companies to make better connections, and I really love what she does. So, Nini, welcome to the episode.
Thank you very much, Ninke Nina. I feel like we already sound like a cartoon when we introduce our name. Ninke Nina and Nini of us sitting on a podcast. What's the pun?
That's so true. So Nini and I actually, we have never met in real life, but we met on LinkedIn a little while ago, and we just like instantly connected, and we're always joking about our names.
Yeah, great one. We actually met at the Digital Nomads Expo, and I saw you like just in one of the panels. I don't know if it was the panel that I was speaking at or like another one I've attended, but I've seen you. I'm like, you look kind of like funny and good vibes. I'm like, I think I want to hang out with her. And then we connected on LinkedIn, and it was LinkedIn love at first sight.
I love that. But it's true. LinkedIn is great. All right. So I already know what you do, but we're going to talk about it in the podcast because I'm just so excited to have you. I think it's so awesome. I'm really inspired by your journey. Before we go into that, Nini, how long have you been nomading?
It's been a little bit over 3 years now, like 3.5 years, approaching year number 4. It's crazy how time flies.
And where are you talking from right now?
I'm talking from the beautiful island of Bali. So Bali has been home since 2.5 years.
Nice. But you haven't been 2.5 years in Bali, right? You're like also go in and out.
Yeah. So my ideal like life design is pretty much spending my summers in Europe and then just, you know, getting the best out of Europe and visiting friends and family all over, enjoy like the cultural diversity, and then take in a little bit of fall, like the colorful leaves. And then as soon as the leaves are falling down, I'm spreading my wings and fly to the coconut side of life where, you know, the weather is sunny and the coconuts are cheap, and then to spend the winters here. And yeah, that's my life design. And then also getting in like 2 months of traveling to other countries. But yeah, just getting in the best of all worlds.
Cool. That sounds like a good balance. Yeah, definitely. So, all right. How do you make a living? So maybe you can start with like with the very beginning. You were in Australia, and just from there.
Yeah, it's been a long story of like how I ended up in Australia. But just to summarize that part, I was on a bucket list year after my master's and did like a year of all the things I've always wanted to do. And yeah, that led me to a beautiful bucket list or journey to Australia, where I always wanted to live. And finally, the end of my bucket list year was pretty much the kickoff of a bucket list life. I literally like joined coaching company. It's called like the Bucket List Company. And they were remote in Australia. So it could not have been aligned any better. So I kicked off as the global head of marketing in 2019 and stayed with the company for 2 years, and I already had like my coaching license with them. And that's more or less the reason I ended up there, because I really wanted to get this coaching license, but I came on a backpacker budget and I didn't really have the money to pay for like a whole coaching certificate. So we traded off with like 2 or 3 months work in exchange of the license, and then got the license. I got the remote marketing position as well. And yeah, I always loved the message, but deep down I felt like marketing is great and it's essential, but it's not my true calling. Like, I just, you know, want to inspire people to live it up to the fullest, to kind of shake them, give them a little wake up call to make the most out of their lives. And it came in handy more or less that I actually felt like we were lacking a bit of a corporate culture in our remote team. And I figured out that as much as I enjoy being free and working from any place in the world, it can actually feel like very lonely at times when you just sit in front of your laptop all day by yourself and, you know, have like once a week, like a team catch up. But other than that, like not really having any human contact. Mm-hmm. Eventually I decided to just take the license, which was the reason I joined the company anyway, and focus on remote team building. And that was pretty much divine timing with COVID. of course, was a boost for team building. Like, it's got to be in there. And so I took the bucking list coaching license and kicked off team building workshops for remote companies, and basically helping their teams to create like 12-step holistic tangible action plans to make the best out of their lives. And also use the team building approach to have like accountability within the team, goals as incentives, professional goals. And that's how I kicked it off. And then eventually I created more and more workshops around that. And that's when the Work Happiness Project came to life. Yeah, as call it woo-woo universe magic. But I just had to go on a visa run from Australia. And that was divine timing with Australia shutting the borders one day after I left the island and got to Bali. So I knew quite quickly that I couldn't go back to Australia. So I got stranded in Bali. And then luckily, it was a good time to connect with other awesome entrepreneurs doing really epic stuff. And then I lived like in a co-working, co-living community that we founded ourselves. And that is what really gave iConnect the wings to fly, because we had like mastermind and accountable.
I just want to ask, I want to touch on one thing before we go into iConnect. So one of the things that I found very interesting is that you came on a backpacker's budget and you did like a trade. And I think this is interesting because a lot of people don't hear those backstories. Like, because now when people see you online, you have like these sexy logos on your website and it's like, it's really big, which you should be super proud of course. But there is this backstory on how you got there. So for everyone that's listening right now, like just like Nini, like you have to find your opportunities. You have to really like look for what is possible. And sometimes that means that you do an exchange or something that is not like big money right away, but it will give you skills or it will give you a license in your case. So that is something very interesting. Okay. So you stranded in Bali, you met a couple of people there. There were a lot of people that sort of stranded in Bali. I think it was a good time to be in Bali. And then you started creating iConnect. So can you first start with what iConnect is?
Yeah. So iConnect is pretty much an icebreaker digital detox game that is meant to get people off their phones and have real conversation with real humans. Because I think, the world is full of exciting and interesting people, but because we're so glued to our device, and not going to lie, myself included, we're kind of being so present in watching other people's lives and we miss out on our own. And, we don't talk to the people right in front of us because we're always just scrolling through social media and we miss out on the most beautiful connection in the world. And that is actual human connection. So I felt like instead of just talking about the problem, which I did before, I actually wanted to offer a solution and connect people stronger than Wi-Fi. And this is pretty much how iConnect came to life.
Cool. And iConnect just recently had like sort of a relaunch, right? Because you launched it before and now you actually have like a small team on it to really like bring it to another level. And also, again, like for business stuff, like when you build a business, it's so good if you can experiment, if you can try different things before you make like huge investments, and or like not just money, but also time, right? Like just to like try it out, see how it feels, and then improve it. And then you can relaunch and really like hit hard. So how has that process been for you?
I think my overall like entrepreneur, right, is always kind of like a roller coaster, and you go through like different phases, and some phases you have that creative spark and you just want to like create, and you have so many ideas. And then other times you actually need to like implement systems, and you're really much in like the, you know, setting up zone. And then you feel like, oh, where's my creativity? Where's my spark? Now I have to deal with like all the implementation business stuff. And yeah, there's like always some roadblocks that you can't control. But I think it's also, it's the beautiful like experience of the journey that, you know, you it always makes you stronger. Like you always grow. It's like trial and error. You see what's working out, what's not working out. It really, like if you consider doing your own thing, I can only like recommend you to don't be too hard on yourself and like judging yourself for like the baby steps. Always imagine it like walking up like a long like staircase and be proud of every step you came. Like it's, I think we sometimes that and just focus on like next step instead of actually taking a moment of gratitude for, you know, being grateful for the problems we have to deal with right now, because these are problems I wish I had a year ago.
That's so true. Yeah, and I think also I have like in my affirmations that it's like everything is a learning experience. So it's not even to say what happened yesterday. It's just like yesterday in total was a learning experience. All the good, all the more challenging stuff. So I just keep repeating that to myself, because also as an entrepreneur, it's just so easy to be so hard on yourself. Like that is very, and also because it's your own business, there's always ideas flowing. There's always something to do or something to work on. So you're a pro in like the digital detox, so you know how to take that detox, but I can imagine that that's also challenging. What are some of the daily things that you do to stay sane?
That's a good question. I think I'm pretty good at keeping up my overall happiness. Like honestly, I'm more like, I'm harder on judging myself for like having too much fun. And I'm like, Nini, like stop having so much fun, like focus. But I do my daily like meditation affirmations in the morning. Like working out is an essential part for me to like really get my engine going. Can be anything like running, surfing, yoga, but I love my daily movement and it helps me also to like really connect with myself. Yeah, I think in order to keep sane, it's really that connection with myself and with quality people around me. Like I thrive from having like flow conversations, connecting with like-minded people, with old friends, just like people who just, you know, see you holistically. And again, always making sure I'm like connected with myself and I'm in alignment with what I say I'm gonna do and what I'm actually doing.
Yeah, that's funny, because I don't know, like a lot of people think, oh, freedom lifestyle, you can just do whatever you want to do. But especially if you if you own your business, it's so much responsibility and discipline. And I think that people don't really understand that when they start, or it sounds so sexy to start that business or to work on your passion thing, but you just need so much more than passion, like discipline and
discipline, especially, you know, when you're traveling or like when you work remotely, distraction and temptation is all around. Because I mean, in Bali, at least, it's like a lot of people have a lot of time, like, you know, there are no like offices. We all go to a co-working space, but if you work for yourself, like, and you're surrounded by people working for themselves, like, unless you actually have scheduled meetings, but Otherwise, like, you can just hang out at the beach and whoops, it's already like 1 o'clock and time can fly. So you have to, you really have to be self-disciplined and have like a clear goal and direction of what to work on. Cause otherwise it's the temptations are all around to just drift away and like focus on other things.
Definitely. Yeah. When you say clear goals, can you give an example of a very recent goal that you had? Just because when people say goals, like some people have goals, oh, I want to make 10K this month, and other just want to get through the day. Like, what is a sort of an average normal goal for you?
Like for now, like the big thing is that we like currently, like as we sit here, we're printing iConnect in the background. So we just pushed a button to produce 2,000 iConnect, which I'm really freaking excited about. So yeah, this was like a major milestone. Like since I came up with the idea of the game, like when was that? In January 2020, to like, you know, like having someone to actually like invest in it. I got a friend to join like as a business partner. Now we did it. That was like a massive goal. And now of course, like the next major step for the game is to get it out there, to like, you know, have it ready for Christmas so people can order as a Christmas gift. And it's just connect people. Like this is really like an extremely purpose-driven goal. Like of course, I'm happy to, you know, make a living from that. But I always see like the success of the game and as well as like for my team building. I just see it as like the more money I make with it, that just means like the more people I can positively impact, mm-hmm. the more connections I can spread, the more like people I can help to like live a life to their own terms. So yeah, that's how I measure my success. And like the amounts of lives I can change.
Cool. So let's talk a little bit about the game. Like, how does it work? It's going to be a print. So yeah, how does it work? Walk me through it.
So again, iConnect is like a conversation sparking digital detox game. The online version is like a virtual spinning wheel that can be used for team building and to basically connect people who are distributed all over the world. And then the offline version is the actual physical card game. And that is meant to connect people of closest proximity. Like everybody needs connection. Sometimes they're close by, sometimes they're far away. But the printed version is this one. And basically it comes with 180 conversation sparking questions that help you to like skip the small talk and, you know, dig deeper and connect stronger than Wi-Fi. That's the cheesy tagline. And it comes with 180 questions in 6 color categories. So each color category represents a connection level. Mm-hmm. And they all have like a Wi-Fi bar on the back of the card. And basically, the higher the Wi-Fi bar, the deeper is the level of the question, and the stronger is the connection. So the lowest level has like 1 Wi-Fi bar filled out, and then the highest level has all 6 Wi-Fi bars filled out. And you roll the dice, and based on the number that the dice shows, it's gonna set the connection level.
Cool, yeah. That's very nice.
Yeah.
All right. So where can people buy it?
So you can just go on iConnectGame.com. And you can even use the promo code DigitalNomadsDaily10. And then you also get a 10% discount on the game. Mm. We're currently producing, so it's supposed to all be ready in like 3 weeks. And then, should all be set and ready for Christmas. So if you order it like today, you would you'd get it delivered in front of your doorstep just in time for Christmas for yourself or for your family. Like it's an amazing game to actually, you know, connect with your loved ones in the cozier days when you spend a lot of time like inside and just having nice dinners and just bring up the connection cards. And yeah, honestly, like, even if I wasn't selling the game for my personal use, it's already been such a game changer to play with my parents, to play with my grandparents, and like people that I thought I knew. And then we play this game. We're like, what the heck? Like I recently found out I don't know, daddy should not be hearing this, but I recently found out. I think one of the questions was like, which lie did you tell as a child and never told the truth about? And then my dad told me that he was stealing money from his parents when he was like 11. But that wasn't the worst. I'm like, Dad, I didn't expect you to like steal money. And then I was asking like, so what did you do with the money then? And then he was like, I bought cigarettes. He was 11. He stole money to buy cigarettes to smoke them on the playground. I'm like, whoa, like for 28 years. And he doesn't even smoke today, but yeah. No, yo.
That's so funny. All right, I love it. So we will add all the links where you can buy it and also to your website in the show notes. So if you're listening, go to digitalnomadsdaily.com/podcast. You can find Nini's episode there, and then we put all the links. And of course, when it's live, like, we will celebrate it with you. I'm just so excited for you. Now I have one more question. What is the future for you? Like, What do you see for yourself happening?
Like, I think my mission in life is really connecting people. So yeah, that's just what I want to do. Like, build it up. I think the game is like an amazing starting point, you know, to connect people. But on top of that, I want to create events. I want to create retreats, maybe digital detox retreats, company retreats, festivals, like really bringing people together and connecting people, make them happy. And it sounds so simple, but just, you know, spread happiness and good vibes in the world and impact people with my hopefully like contagious enthusiasm for life. Even when you show it, positive vibes.
Oh, but it sounds simple, but I mean, it's a vision, but then to turn it into a business and to make enough money, enough what is enough for you, like, that is the most challenging part of it. But I guess because you are so close to your why, and also you're a smart cookie, so you know what you're doing, like, it's gonna work out. You're very good at connecting. And I think that if you want to be successful in business, like, you will need to have connections. Like, you know, you need two people to tango. So yeah, if you want to build connections, you can't just sit there and be like, I'm gonna connect people. You actually to put yourself out there and do it. So that's really great. Thank you. All right.
What's your
Yeah. So it's funny because I always ask at the end of the episode, I always ask my guests if they have a question for me. So I was just going to ask you if you have a question for me.
180 questions for you. It's actually Black and I Connect questions. So we see the game in action. Okay. Let me think. I gave a workshop today, and what we think was the best question I got out of it. If you could hang out with one fictional character for a day, who would you choose and why?
Oh, that
can be anyone from Pinocchio to Christian Grey to Winnie the Pooh, any fictional character.
I don't know who, but I would want to be with like a fairy person, like a wisdom person. I think that would be very interesting. I don't know who, like, who is a fairy? I cannot remember all like these Disney things, but I see like
a pan.
No, like, I see like a fairy tale person in front of me. Oh, who is that? Well, I'm really bad with names. Anyways, so any fictional character that is like a fairy, like a fairy tale lady that is like flying, and she has like her little stick and like spark joy and nice. And I would love that. And then I would probably, all the people that need a little bit of love, I would just like spark that. Yeah.
That's a beautiful mission. Spreading the love.
And I think also for just, you know, like the connections of how we made, like, we meet each other in an online event, we hang out on LinkedIn, we have our virtual coffees, like, it's it's so funny to see, like, I don't really feel alone as a digital nomad, but it's because of the connections. And I love what you said about the quality connections. Like, I also don't like, hey, how are you? Okay. How, like, just that. Like, I understand that it's the start of a conversation, but I want to go a little bit deeper with people that I don't know, because otherwise you don't. Yeah, I don't like the surface conversation. So I like your game.
I feel like, you know, the key path to making like genuine connection is just really like digging deeper, cutting out the small talk, like asking outside the box questions, and they don't necessarily have to be like super deep, but you know, like level one, for instance, is what's your favorite ice cream flavor? And it's not super deep, but like there's so many people that I think I know, but I don't know that about them. And then like, since I brought up this question, it's the other way around. Then people that I literally had one conversation with and I know their favorite ice cream flavor, it makes me feel like I know them so well that like if like an emergency somewhere and I had like someone, let's say like the building is breaking down, whatever, and I know one person in this room, I'd be like, salted caramel, help. You know, like it makes you feel like you're connected just because you know something about a person that not everybody in the room knows. So it's kind of like your secret.
That's so cool. Yeah. I love it. All right. That is a beautiful way also to end the episode with. So just one more time, Nini, where can people find you and the games, the workshops, everything?
The quickest way to connect is probably LinkedIn, Nini Fritz. And then for the game, it's iconnectgame.com. And for remote team building, also like offline team building, it's theworkhappinessproject.com. So these are my two babies. And yeah, also for the game, you can use Digital Nomads Daily 10 and then you get a 10% discount.
Sweet. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining today. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, you're a guest. Feeling honored to be your guest.